Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I am Dana K. White. I share my personal deslobification process. As I figure out ways to keep my own home under control, I share the truth about cleaning and organizing strategies that actually work in real life for real people, people who don't love cleaning and organizing. Thanks for joining me today. This is podcast number 381, and I think I'm going to call it Wasting Time versus Wasting Opportunity. It's something that I have personally been thinking about a lot lately. This is my first podcast back after my summer break of 2023, and it has been a doozy. I'll tell you what, I actually thought I was going to come back a week earlier, and that just couldn't happen. Yeah. So remember, be thankful for podcast sponsors, because it is because of them that I'm like, oh, I have to go back now. But I didn't have anybody scheduled for last week, and I was like, I needed another week. So anyway, I'll talk about that in a minute. But I do want to make sure you know that Get Organized HQ, which a lot of you love, it's a virtual event, is coming up, and the registration for it is now open. I would love it if you used my link for your free ticket at aslobchemsclean.com/HQ. like headquarters, HQ. Go there. And my session this year is called Decluttering for Beginners, Even Total Beginners. And it goes live on September 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and it will be free for the first 24 hours. So anyway, it's a free pass. I'm not going to go into all the details for how that works, but if you go to aslobchemsclean.com/HQ and then go to the website, they explain all of it. So there's no reason for me to do that. Anyway, okay, so I am here. I am back after summer, and I'm talking about wasting time versus wasting opportunity. This is something that has been big on my mind lately. Unless you're new around here, I have an obsession with efficiency to the point where it backfires, and to the point where I get so obsessed with efficiency that I end up not being efficient, or actually being the opposite of efficient and wasting time. And so that's one of the things I have had to work on personally in my own home, in my own life, is identifying when is my obsession with efficiency going too far? When am I actually overthinking to the point where I'm wrong? I'm wrong about whether the way I'm doing this is efficient or not. So, you know, short version of that is take it there now changes everything, right? Like the going ahead and getting something done so that I am not, any time that I find myself putting off doing something in the name of, oh, it doesn't make sense to do it right now, it'll make a lot more sense, be more efficient to do this later in the future, which I will go into details in case there's some of you who are like, who would think that? A lot of us who struggle like this think that way. But when I find myself doing that, I know now that it's like, wait a minute, wait, I'm always wrong when I think this way. And so I've got to change that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A little update from me, which I feel like we're friends, right? Like, I feel like a lot of us are friends, but I know there's always new people listening who are like, I don't care about all this stuff that she has to say. I just want to get down to the decluttering. Well, maybe there's other episodes for you to listen to, but I think this one is going to have a lot of value too, because it is a mindset shift that has been very powerful for me. But anyway, my life update. So the reason that this is later than expected is that I have moved two kids out. So I had my oldest, he is moving out for like real life, as in, whoo, you know, not going to have the breaks and things where I can assume that he'll be home and moving back and forth. But like, if everything goes the way he wants it to, he's gone like forever. Who knows though? I'm also very different from the way I was 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, however long it's been, when I, you know, thought everything was going to go as we planned it. Now I know, I'm like, you know what? That's the plan. I'm ready for whatever comes along, but that is the plan. And that is the hope, obviously. That's the hope. So I'm moving one out, and I moved another one to college, and he's going very far away. So, and those things were back to back. So as I'm recording this, last week, I spent the entire week basically driving all the way to college, doing the drop off, which involved some orientation things, and then doing the drive back. And it basically took an entire week of time. And then I get back. I'm trying to get a lot of work done today so that I can be ready for this podcast to go out next week, getting caught up on a few things that I have been putting off all summer as I've been dealing with stuff. And then on Saturday, I move out the other kids. So yeah, it's been a interesting summer. I know that so many of you can relate. And yes, you can either relate because you have been the person who has had the unexpected moves. Not that these are unexpected, but anyway, basically because of this time period, time is a big subject on the top of my mind, right? So unlike the just moving a kid off to college, which there's no just there, it's very intense. But unlike those times, you know, even though the one who is going off to college, so he is going to be coming back here and there occasionally, even though his move was first, it was like once that move started, I was like, well, this is the beginning of everything changing because he's leaving and then the next one's leaving. And then it's hopefully, for everybody's sake, obviously, never going to go back to the way that it used to be. Not to be a downer, because I'm honestly very excited for them. They're in the phase of life where these things are super exciting and I want this for them. But as a mom, which I know that not all of you are moms, but a lot of you are, like, that's the stuff that makes you go, right? I mean, like, that's the stuff. That is the stuff that makes me go, basically. So I have felt the time ticking. But unlike other times in my life where I knew that something I loved was coming to an end, it's different when it's your young adult kids and they have these things called their own lives and their own plans and everything. And so I can't control everything down to the, I don't know what the word is, down to the wire. That's not it. But anyway, you know what I mean? I can't control all the details the way that I used to think I could control, but I never could control anyway, right? So even if you're not in this phase of life, if you relate to this whole like, okay, I sense the time passing, I sense that things are going to change, and I hold on as tight as I possibly can to make the very most of this time and to not waste any time and all that. I think for me, there was a relationship between that part of my personality, that like feeling really big and feeling super sentimental, and I just want to hold on and have it be like, it is not flippant to me to have to say goodbye to people who I love. Yeah, I mean, like that's not a, I mean, I've never understood those, which I mean, that's great for you and that's how you're a different personality if you are, but I've never understood those people like, what's the big deal? I mean, yeah, I'm going to see him again. I'm like, but it's over, right? You know, and I'm thinking about this. I think there's a relationship there between that type of like intense feeling and having a hard time letting go of stuff, right? Like, so I feel like this is a thing that many of you might relate to, possibly, maybe. Otherwise, y'all are just getting to listen to my sob story. No, I really do have a decluttering and home-related point that I'm getting to eventually. So my kids have their own lives, all right? And so instead of focusing on the time and the hour and the what's going on here and there and let me plan it all out, I don't have that luxury. Right? Like, they've got other people that they want to see, and I'm not necessarily, they're great and they've been wonderful about making sure that I get my time I want, but I don't get all their time, right? They have other people who are important to them that they want to spend time with. And so I'm focused more on the opportunity as opposed to the time. Does that make sense? Instead of saying, I've got a week left, that means I have 6 days where I can schedule something or whatever. Instead, it's like, okay, I'm going to do what I can when I can, because I'm not guaranteed when I'm going to get a moment. And when I have that moment, when the opportunity comes along, I want to be able to make the most of it. Okay. So just a couple of things, you know, like, for example, we didn't take a family vacation this summer, which just about ripped my heart out. But one of the kids was who was making his long-term move was trying to get everything coordinated for jobs and apartments and all that kind of stuff to fall into line at exactly when it, you know, whenever it was going to actually fall into line. And so he was like, I don't want to go. I don't feel like I can go on a vacation because I feel like I've got to be ready for all this going along, you know, and so it was like, it just didn't work. It didn't work for that, you know, and then we had other things going on. And so we one day realized that everybody had 3 days where they were available. And so it was like, oh, we're going somewhere. We are going somewhere for those 3 days. And the fact that one of you has a friend from across the country who has come to visit during those 3 days, well, guess what? He's going on our family vacation, right? So, I mean, it was just, you take advantage of that. But partly that was because I had basically just cleared my schedule and said, okay, I'm not going to worry about it too much. I mean, that's one of the reasons I take summers off, right? Like when they were younger and I took summers off, it was because, okay, I wanted to be, you know, be able to plan fun things and blah, 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 and focus on my kids. Now it's because I need to be able to drop everything at a moment's notice. And if I had a bunch of stuff on my schedule, which I do the rest of the year, then I wouldn't be able to do that. Okay. So it's clearing things out so that I can be ready for the opportunities and be able to take advantage of them, because I'm in a unique phase of life right now. Okay. So that's what this looks like for me right now. So we're talking today, though, about wasting time versus wasting opportunity. So my, you know, obsession with efficiency is one of my problems. It is a gift. I'm thankful for those of you who have read my books, who listen to the podcast, who watch the videos, and you find my weird obsession with efficiency that allows me to have written so many words on this topic and of home and, you know, getting a home under control and decluttering, and have spoken so many words. It allows me to, you know, I mean, that has turned into a gift, right? Or it is a gift. I'm able to use that gift of this obsession with efficiency. But even though, yes, it's something that jazzes me, yes, it's something that I'm actually, you know, it's a gift, but it can be my fatal flaw. So I have to be aware of that. So how does my efficiency obsession backfire? Well, it backfires in piles. You know, I mean, we talk here on the podcast a lot about avoiding the piles, not just tackling piles, which yes, has to be done, but avoiding the piles, because my efficiency mindset, when it gets out of whack, when it gets completely, you know, zzz, you know what I mean, right? When that happens, I end up in a situation where I have piles. And piles grow. And piles are overwhelming because they're just, you know, piles. Even though they may in the beginning have had this super efficient, logical, well thought out, I thought, plan to them, like, this is going to be the pile of things that I am going to need in this thing. And then I'm going to deal with that later all at one time, which is so much more efficient, right? Like that is the number one thing that my efficiency obsession does, is it makes me think I shouldn't deal with that now. It makes so much more sense. It will save so much time to deal with it in the future. Okay. They feel efficient. Piles feel efficient in the moment when you're making them, but they never actually are. Okay. And then they cause problems, because when an opportunity arises for me to cook a meal, which that opportunity comes along pretty much every day, right? But when that opportunity arises, if I have a bunch of piles on the space that I need to be able to use in order to chop and mix and stir and whatever it is else that I do when I cook, that prevents me from acting on that opportunity. Okay. So this, what started as an idea of efficiency, prevents me from being able to take advantage of the opportunity. And ultimately, the opportunities are the other thing that I am super obsessed with. That is something in my life that I've always been like, I don't want to waste any time. I don't want to waste any opportunities. I want to enjoy each phase for what it is. That's like my thing that I say that somebody told me at a baby shower one time. I think it was Jennifer. I think it was your mom. Anyway, but she said, like, everybody was giving advice and she said, don't wish away any time. And I like took that and I ran with it. And I think back about another time when I heard the speaker at a graduation when I was, I think I was like in fifth grade or something. I went to graduation for some reason. And the speaker said, enjoy every single phase of your life. Don't wish one phase of life away for the sake of the next one, you know, like wishing for the next thing to come along, because you'll just end up always doing that. And so I've always taken that to heart. And I've always been like, oh, if there's an opportunity for me to do this thing or see this person or whatever, I want to do that. I want to seize that. But the ways in which my obsession with efficiency backfire in that having piles, having things left undone because there's got to be a better, more efficient time for me to do these things, keeps me from being able to take advantage of the opportunities that come along.
Y'all know how much I love summer, and summer's coming. I definitely like to get a few new fun summertime pieces. So I really try to follow my one in, one out rule in my closet. I especially love to replace worn out pieces of clothing with high quality pieces that I know I will love for the long haul. On the Quince website, I searched for wide leg pants to have something cool and comfy for summer travel. And I found the perfect navy pair in European linen that were less than $40. That's really the best part. Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they partner directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/clean for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/clean to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/clean.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. It's a little bit scary to send your kids out on their own into the big wide world. As mine head into their next adventures, I definitely think through whether I've prepared them for all the things that are going to come their way. Do they know how to manage money? Do they know how to budget? What about investing for the future? Greenlight can help your children get ready. Their debit card and money app is made for families. With instant money transfers, you can send your kid a recurring allowance to their Greenlight debit card. It truly is so easy to use and customized to fit your family's needs. It's great to have someone else backing up mom and dad when it comes to the money talk. And Greenlight plays that role. Your kids will be able to build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. The Greenlight app also comes with a game that teaches financial literacy. Level Up helps kids build money confidence through videos, challenges, mini games, and more. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/clean. That's greenlight.com/clean to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/clean.
I am so excited about my new digital picture frame from Aura. It is beautiful and it solves clutter problems. One frame that rotates, so it lets me display lots of photos. There's a new photo every 10 minutes. I am seriously delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. Mom, I hope you're not listening because you are also getting an Aura frame for Mother's Day. I am going to customize the gift by preloading photos onto the frame. There's a super simple app that I can share with the whole family so they can add photos to my mom's frame too, anytime from wherever they are around the globe. I used the Aura app and I had everything set up for my frame in 2 minutes. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. So looking back, so many of my house problems began with the thought, I can't do that right now because that would waste my time. Okay, like dishes every day. That's the spiel I give, right? Like a lot of you have told me that you're going back and listening through all of the podcasts here, which is awesome. And that's great. But maybe you've heard me tell the story. You know, I mean, like this is how my brain used to work. I would look at a few dishes in the sink and think that's not worth my time. I am too busy. It doesn't make any sense for me to, you know, stop what I'm doing, do whatever needs to be done to get those dishes clean and put away. I should wait until there's more and it's worth stopping and doing. But by the time I noticed it again, because of my personality, okay, other people are going to notice sooner. I don't. And so by the time I noticed again, it was like, oh my goodness, wow, those dishes are up over the top of the sink. Ugh, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to wash all those dishes. So like, that's just my reality. That's how my brain works. It's where I notice. I notice a few, I notice too many. I don't notice the incremental mess as it's happening, right? And so because I didn't do it that first time, now it has built to something bigger. And now it's a big, daunting task for me to have to wash the dishes. Okay. And so I put it off longer because I think, well, it doesn't make any sense right now. I am too busy. I don't have the time now. Before it wasn't worth my time. Now I don't have the time. And then by the time I have to do it, then it's this huge, daunting, overwhelming mess that I shut out of my vision and shut out of my mind, and I let it grow and grow more, and it gets more daunting and more overwhelming, right? In the meantime, while if I would have gone ahead and dealt with the small amount of dishes, I could have taken advantage of an opportunity to cook and not have it be embarrassing and blah, blah, blah. And now I probably didn't take advantage of those opportunities, but now I am not able to take advantage of those opportunities, right? Like, yes, I am the person who would be like, oh, yes, oh, okay, yes, I'll come over. But then it would make me cry and it would make me be so frustrated and it would make me like shove everything into a box and lock it in the trunk of my car and then forget that I had dirty dishes in the trunk of my car for the next however many months. I mean, like, it kept the opportunity, even if I did take advantage of it, which most of the time I didn't take advantage of it. I would find some other thing, some other way, be like, oh, I can't right now, an excuse, or maybe we can meet at McDonald's instead of this, instead of you coming to my house, whatever. It would either be that or I would end up not enjoying the opportunity. So I was wanting to have these opportunities to be with people, but either they didn't happen or I didn't enjoy them. Right? Like, which defeats the whole purpose of it being an opportunity in the first place. Right? Okay. So dishes every day, not enough for the time, too much for the time, waiting in the name of saving time. That right there is my thing I have to always catch myself doing. Is if I am putting something off with the belief that by putting it off, I'm saving time, that is a glaring red light, which I still sometimes ignore, but it is a glaring red light of Dana. This doesn't go well. Like, this doesn't work. This isn't the way to do it. Okay. Other things, you know, 5 minute pickup. 5 minute pickup is such a short amount of time, but I put off doing that for so long. I put off doing any picking up because it didn't feel like it would make an impact. Right. Because it didn't feel like, well, if I'm going to do this, that's not a good use of my 5 minutes when it's not actually going to have an impact. In the meantime, what I didn't know was that it was going to have a huge impact, right? Like, I didn't understand the power that 5 minutes could have because I never gave it a try because I overthunk it before I ever even tried it,
right? Overthought, I know. But I did. I thought too hard and I obsessed so much over, is this a good use of my time, when it's not actually going to accomplish it, that I just didn't do it. And then therefore it built up and it built up and it built up. And yet 5 minutes at any point in that building up, 5 minutes did make an impact. And 5 minutes the next day made even more impact. And so those 5 minutes a day really truly did change my house. Okay. Take it there now. I mean, this is the big one, right? Like, this is the thing that is the most pivotal in all of the things that I teach. I have a t-shirt that says, take it there now. You can get it at, I think, amazon.com/shop/aslobcomesclean. Anyway, but like, this is the thing that, like, when I did a survey a couple years ago and I was like, okay, what's the number one thing that I teach that has changed your home? And people were like, take it there now. Take it there now. That is the thing. It's the thing that, though, people resist the most. And they resist it out of this idea of, that's not efficient. Okay. Like, people say it's not efficient to take it there now. This was me, right? Like, I made all the piles. I put all the things in the places where I'm going to do this later when it makes more sense and it will be more efficient. But that is not how it played out. In the meantime, I would take advantage of some time that I had, the opportunity. Okay. So I've got some time. I'm going to pull all these things out of this space. I'm going to make all these piles. And then I would fizzle every single time, or I would get distracted, or life would just happen and I would walk away. And now I was in a position where I couldn't take advantage of an opportunity. Like, I couldn't have anybody over, you know, because all this stuff had just like exploded all over my space, all over my home, whatever. Okay. So take it there now allows me the opportunity to embrace my reality, which is that life is going to happen. Embrace the reality, especially when my kids were younger, that distractions are going to happen. Distractions that could happen to anyone are going to happen. Still, my kids are older, but even if I'm home by myself, distractions are going to happen for me because I'm me. Like, it's just reality. And I think that's the case for the vast majority of people, right? Like, life happens. Somebody calls. You realize something that you've got to do right now. You have to step away. If I will take it there now, even though that doesn't feel efficient, it is more efficient because it means that that one small step is done and over with. And then I have the opportunity to embrace whatever it is that needs to be done in my life without it completely derailing me. Okay. So while it feels like it's wasting time, it actually is not wasting time. Like, I end up getting so much more done and it keeps me from wasting opportunities. Got it? All right. So yeah, I've always been obsessed with not wasting opportunities, specifically opportunities to spend time with people I love, you know, or spend time doing some big project. I have a project brain. Like, I enjoy a big project. I enjoy the big pizzazzy things, right? But all of these things that I had put off doing kept me, in the name of efficiency, in the name of it's a better time to do it in the future, it's more efficient to do it in the future, kept me from doing a lot of these things that it caused me to waste a lot of opportunities, all right? So what is the solution here, all right? The solution is, be ready for opportunities. But how do we be ready, okay? We be ready by acknowledging the reality of life. This is life wisdom that I have gained as I have grown older and finally accepted a few things. I can't control and predict when opportunities are going to arise. It just gets more and more and more that way, right? Like, I don't know when these opportunities are coming along. So I want to be ready. The way that I be ready for any opportunity that comes along is to not put off the dumb stuff. Not put off things that I could do quickly, even when it doesn't feel like it's the best time to do it. If it's a time when I can do it, but I still question, is this the best time? But if I can, that means it's the best time to do it. If it is possible for me to do this now, so that it doesn't have to be done in the future, so that, you know, and it feels like, wait, but when you're thinking, oh, but the dishes have to be done in the future anyway, I'm going to have to do that eventually. This is procrastinate clutter, right? Like it's that stuff that we put off because we're like, well, I'm going to have to do that eventually. And so we don't do it right now. But in reality, I could fold 5 pieces of clothes and it's like, well, I'm still going to have laundry to fold in the future. And so why should I do that right now? Why should I waste my time doing that right now? When in reality, I'll just do it in the future when I fold all the laundry. Well, because those 5 pieces of clothing that I fold right now, I don't have to fold them in the future. That's 5 less that I'm so sorry, y'all. I said less. Oh my word. It's fewer. Okay. Fewer is items that you can count. Less is items that you can't count. So I would say it would be less laundry, fewer items of clothing. Anyway, so that is 5 fewer items of clothing that I have to fold in the future when I do this laundry thing. But if I let it be, I'm not going to waste my time doing 5 when I have to do, I'm still going to have to do laundry in the future. When I let it kind of be that, maybe it's a less and fewer thing. Maybe we need to have a whole podcast on the difference between less and fewer and how it affects our decluttering, whatever. But that idea means that I have 5 more to do in the future. It's also more overwhelming. It's a bigger project. It's going to take me more time in the future. The reality is if I will do those 5 now, then it's a little bit less overwhelming, which means I'm that much more likely in the future to do 5 more and to do 5 more because then I actually get things done. Now, remember when some of y'all are thinking, well, but if I fold 5, it's only going to just more fret. I mean, like fold it and then go put it away. I know. I don't like it either, but that's the way you actually finish it, right? So, but doing that, it can feel like it's wasting time when it's not done, but it's never wasted. So I take advantage of these opportunities of what can I not put off right now? What can I not put off right now so that it will be freeing up space or time or energy or focus or embarrassment for me to be able to take advantage of some opportunity that's going to come in the future that I don't know when it's going to show up. I don't know when my kids are going to be like, hey, mom, can my friends all hang out at our house tonight? Well, it's a lot easier to say yes. And guess what? I want my kids here, right? Like it's a lot easier to say yes when I've only got today's dishes or the few dishes left over, as opposed to, well, I've been putting those off and putting those off and putting those off thinking this wasn't the right time. Well, no, I have to. And I'm like, oh, can you not go to so-and-so's house instead? Right? Like that's not taking advantage of the opportunity. The opportunity is not possible because of that, because of the things that I have put off in the name of efficiency. Okay. So not putting off dishes, not putting off laundry. I'm not going to put dishes off. I mean, I am. I'm always going to. But I'm saying like the reason I work so hard to not put dishes off is so that when all my kids are unexpectedly home, which I loved to jump on those moments this summer, when everybody's home on the same night, okay, I can make a dinner. It wasn't something that I had to have, you know, 3 days notice so that I can catch up on the kitchen, do all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I'm going to jump on this opportunity and I can because I haven't been putting things off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I can head out on a trip, you know, because the laundry is not something that I've been putting off and putting off. Well, I'm going to have to wash clothes. I mean, this is how my brain works, y'all. I'm going to have to wash clothes before we go on vacation anyway. So why should I do it right now? Why should I take the time to do a load right now? When in reality, going ahead and keeping up on the laundry, easier said than done. I know some of y'all are like, but how do you do that? There's podcasts on that, right? Just go to the ones that are called Laundry Day. It's also in the books and everything. But that idea that, you know, oh, it doesn't make sense to do one load right now when there's so much left to do. That's the kind of thing that means that when I want to go out on a trip, I end up either saying, well, oh my goodness, well, we have to put it off and I can't have as much of a trip because I've got to do laundry, or I just go buy new clothes and then I have more and it contributes to the overwhelmingness, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Decluttering the guest room now when I don't even need to, so I'm ready for an unexpected guest. I mean, this is a big one. This is a big one for a lot of us who a guest room, you put a few things in there and then a few more things in there and then a few more things in there, and all of a sudden it's a storage room. And you're like, oh, okay. You may have no guests on the horizon. You may have none. But you called it a guest room for a reason. You wanted to have some. And when that opportunity arises, you're going to want that room to be available. So even though it can feel like, well, there's a million things I could be doing, there are so many things that I could do in my home, but decluttering the guest room is not wasting your time. Even if you don't have somebody on the calendar who is coming, it is not a waste of time, because if you don't do it, and I know this from experience, I'm not saying you, I should be saying me. Okay. I know this from my own personal experience. When I put it off and put it off, I lost opportunities to have people stay in my home. I lost opportunities for people to, sometimes it was losing an opportunity for people to stay in my home and me not be embarrassed, right? Like, I absolutely love, like in our Kindred Spirits group, my Patreon group, if you want to find out more about that, go to patreon.com/slobcomesclean. But I love when people share stories of this happened and it was like I was ready. I didn't know to be ready. I didn't. And it was like the joy and the excitement that people experience when they're like, I have already gotten rid of things so that now I was able to have my house completely presentable for an unexpected guest who should not expect perfection, right? In 5 minutes, you know, or I was able to have somebody come in and like opportunities are going to arise, and you may not even realize how many opportunities you have let pass you by until you start decluttering. And then when those come along, you're like, wait, I can do that. Oh, wait, I can do that. And sometimes there's a grieving that happens because you realize this is so great. Oh my word, how many opportunities have passed me by over the years because I wasn't ready? We're not going to worry about that, right? We just know that it is not a waste of your time to declutter. And when I say declutter, I mean actually get it out of the house, out of the house, right? I was about to try more accents and I should not. Anyway, I'm just saying this mindset shift is really powerful for those of us who tend to procrastinate and put things off, okay? Other examples, rethink and declutter the playroom. When I say that, I mean like declutter the playroom and think about it as a play space as opposed to a toy storage. All right. Like, go ahead and do that now. Yes, your kids are going to have the opportunity and enjoy being in that space even better now, right? When you get that done. But also, when the opportunity comes along that you meet a new kid at school or at the park or whatever, and your kid's like, hey, can they come over? You're able to say, sure. Maybe you make a new friend because you have the mom come over too, or whatever. Or you meet friends and you realize, oh, I'm going to have people come on over. Like, I don't know, I'm trying to come up with an example and nothing's coming to my brain. You know, I've always wanted to have a book club. I've always wanted to host everybody bring your favorite snack night or whatever. I've always wanted to do that. And you meet some people and you get into conversation and you realize, oh, I think these people actually would be into that too. And you're able to say, you have the opportunity to say, hey, let's come to my house on Saturday night. Everybody come to my house on Saturday night. And you're able to do that. You're able to take advantage of the opportunity because of all the stuff you have gotten out of the house, not stuff shifted, but actually gotten out of the house so that it couldn't leak back in all over the rest of the space so that you're able to take advantage of these opportunities. One of the big things that I have had to overcome is this idea that, oh, that's a decluttering project I need to do. I need to clean out the fridge. Like I will literally, and I usually know to stop myself now, but I will literally see something expired in the refrigerator and think to myself, whew, I need to declutter my fridge, and then close it and leave it in there. Now I would say 9 times out of 10, I catch myself and I realize, oh, I can throw that away right now. I can throw that away right now so that I have the opportunity to not give people food poisoning when I have people over, right? Because I mean, that's the story of my father-in-law is that's, he didn't actually get food poisoning from it, but we had invited some people over. We don't eat tartar sauce. My husband doesn't. Actually, I don't mind it, but my husband really does not like tartar sauce. And so I had completely forgotten to get tartar sauce, but we were serving fish. My husband was making fish. And so my father-in-law asked for tartar sauce and or went into the fridge to look for tartar sauce and got some out and opened it and ate it. And then I realized it was like at least 2 years expired, right? So I was very nervous. So that took away my opportunity to enjoy this time that I was spending with family because it was very stressful for me. I was very stressed that he was going to be sick the next day. Thankfully, he was not. But I was nervous over that because I hadn't thrown it away before, and I don't remember exactly, but I can see myself not throwing it away because it would feel like, well, that's a waste of time because I can't actually, no, I'm going to wait until I'm really focused and declutter this space. It's not a waste of my time to open it back up, even if I realize, which is usually what happens, open it back up when I realize, oh, I just shut the door and I should have actually just thrown that away and get it and go throw it away. That's not a waste of my time. Why? Because it opens up opportunities on the other end of things. Okay. Well, this is a good and rambly one, right? Which is good for when we're coming back. This has been fun and I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to spend time with y'all again. I do want to remind you of Get Organized HQ. You can go to aslobchemsclean.com/HQ, like the letter H, the letter Q. And that is my affiliate link to go and sign up for the free Get Organized headquarters. I recommend you doing the free version, but if you decided to purchase the All Access Pass, which means you can watch it whenever you want to, of course, I want the affiliate credit, right? So that's why I give you that link. But anyway, but yeah, go sign up for it, get signed up for that, and then you can watch my session free for 24 hours after it goes live on September 11th. All right, I will talk to y'all next week. Thanks. Bye.